Daddy Long Legs. Written by Jean Webster. Part 7. Sunday. Dear Daddy Long Legs. Isn't it funny? I started to write to you yesterday afternoon. But as far as I got was the heading, Dear Daddy Long Legs. And then, I remembered I'd promised to pick some blackberries for supper. So I went off and left the sheet lying on the table. And when I came back today, what do you think I found, sitting in the middle of the page? A real true Daddy Long Legs. I picked him up very gently by one leg, and dropped him out of window. I wouldn't hurt one of them for the world. They always remind me of you. We hitched up the spring wagon this morning, and drove to the center to church. A nice sleepy sermon with everybody drowsily, waving palm leaf fans. The only sound, aside from the minister, the buzzing of locust and the trees outside. I didn't wake up till I found myself on my feet, singing the hymn. And then I was awfully sorry, I hadn't listened to the sermon. In 2 minutes more when this letter is finished. I am going to settle down to a book which I found in the attic. It's entitled, On the Trail, and sprawled across the front page, in a funny little boy hand. Jervis Pendleton. If this book should ever roam, box its ears and send it home. He spent the summer here once, after he had been ill, when he was about 11 years old. And he left on the trail behind. It looks well read, the marks of his grimy little hands are frequent. Mrs. Simple talks so constantly about him, that I begin to believe he really lives. Not a grown man, with a silk hat and walking stick. I'm sorry to think he is a Pendleton. He was meant for something better. Your affectionate orphan. Judy Abbott. 15 September. Dear Daddy. I was weighed yesterday on the flour scales in the general store at the Commerce. I've gained 9 pounds. Let me recommend L'Aquilo as a health resort. Yours ever. Judy.